Okay. Moving on to House Bill 1118. Perhaps we could bring that up from below the line, since I see Representative Abdullah in the room waiting to look at our actions. Senator Hatmaker, you weren't here, but there was a pending motion that you had introduced on House Bill 1118. It's an act to extend the time period during which previous driving while intoxicated convictions may be considered for determining subsequent offenses.
Pending amendment. That is the pending amendment, Madam Chair. What it does is it says basically 2 and 5 or 3 and 10.
Thank you for refreshing our memory on that. We're closed for committee discussion and action. Senator Brown.
Madam Chair, I would move to table a pending amendment.
That's a non-debatable motion. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Whiting. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Unless you want a roll call, I would call that as a favorable vote. The amendment has been tabled. Okay, we're back to the original version of House Bill 1118.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would move that we pass House Bill 1118, do pass.
It's been moved by Senator Brown, seconded by Senator Munson, a do pass motion on House Bill 1118. Any committee discussion? No, I'll support taking this to the floor, but I do want to say that I'm not convinced that as we as a legislature act that we're taking the steps that are really going to hit at the problem of drunk drivers. I think we have laws in place that if we acted and enforced them would take care of the situation, but I'm certainly willing to take this to the floor for a larger consideration of the issue. Any other comments?
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Senator Hatmaker.
My concern is about this, is the things that we're doing sometimes and the criminals we're going to create. And if we go to a 0.08 tolerance standard, that we're going to increase this dramatically, I believe. And that's my biggest fear with this legislation.
Yes, Senator Simmons.
I guess I kind of echo what was said earlier, to the point that, you know, I think we need to get drunk drivers off the road. Don't get me wrong. It has to happen. And we have done some of it. But I've questioned whether this is going to have the impact in that. Because, you know, it's that first and second plea that's already been made that decides what the third plea is going to be, whether it's going to be a first-time or second-time offense. And if the prosecutor, if the state's attorney doesn't do it on the first and the second, the third doesn't matter. So this isn't going to change that. And that's what I think the problem is.
I agree. Okay, Senator Sutton?
Well, I just want to say, you know, that there's a problem, and maybe, you know, one should look at possibly saying, you know, the third time's the hammer. There are no, you know, and strict that to it, make that a shell, you know, if you want to really put the hammer and you'd be tying the state's attorney's hands and saying that there's no room for error anymore. You might have some meat in this bill, but I guess I'll support sending it to the floor, but I also share some concern that it probably is not going to do what we want it to do.
Great. Any other committee discussion? Hearing none, there's a do pass motion before us. I'll have the secretary call the roll. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay.
Senator Rose?
Aye.
House Bill 1118 has passed. We'll go to the floor and a do pass motion.